Another word for that spaciousness is the now. What that means is you become aware of the now in which everything happens. Undoubtedly it does. It cannot happen anywhere else. Nothing can happen outside that field of now. Mostly people are not aware of the field. They're only aware of what happens in the field. Not only are they aware of what happens in the field, they are identified with what happens in the field of now, and they react to what happens in the field of now in their search for a self. In their search for a self, whatever arises in the field of now, they cling to or they run away from. There's an identification with content that happens, and there's complete ignorance of the vastness in which it happens. So you get trapped in form, and by reacting to every form that arises in the now, your own form identity gets stronger. The illusion that you are this psychological form with its story and this physical form gets stronger with every reaction to another form that arises. This is the secret of life, the mystery. When you see that, how that operates, and then you can see why the self needs the reactivity for its continued life. It perpetuates itself through reactivity, because every time you react to something, there is a strengthening of your form identity, the psychological sense of me. You can see it, how the me loves discussions, how the me loves to be right, and so you react to this person's opinion. You can, even spiritually, maybe it happened to you this weekend. Somebody said, gave an opinion, and there was the reaction, saying, no, you're wrong, I know better. Maybe you do, but there's a self-seeking there, and there's a strong energy behind it, the reactivity. So most people go through life in that mode of reactivity. And whatever arises in the now, they react to, and most of the time it's a no. A form arises and there's... Or there's a subtle turning away from it. So to see that is the beginning of freedom. And then you see the miracle that happens when whatever form arises, it is not resisted. It's allowed. And that form could be an event, an external event. It could be a thought that comes in, or an emotion that goes through you. It's simply allowed to be. Because what's the point in saying no if it is? It's allowed. And there it is. That is the key word. Allowed means you're no longer a reactive entity. It doesn't mean that you cannot respond to what, if action is required, you respond, but not react. React is the conditioning is playing itself out. The self is strengthening itself through the reaction. Response is action arises that is totally right for this situation, but it doesn't come unless you first say yes and then action comes. There's enormous power in that yes. It is the power of life itself, the power of consciousness itself that is there. The moment you say yes to life, then the power of life is there and flows through you. Not egoic power that I want to know, I must have, and all that. A deeper, not power over some other form, but the power of life itself is suddenly there when you say yes to life. And saying yes to life is saying yes to now, this moment. And that, so, instead of going through life and reacting to the content that arises in your life continuously, new things, thoughts, emotions, external events, people, places, the scenery around you changes continuously, that's all content. Instead of reacting to content, the content is allowed to be, and then you're aware of, instead of just being aware of, identified with what arises in the now, you become aware of the now itself, beyond the phenomena that arise in it. That is the miracle of transformation of consciousness. What does that mean? You become aware of the now itself. You become aware of an undercurrent of stillness in which everything happens. You sense it. Not only that, even that's not quite correct. You realize that you are it. And then it's so easy, once you realize you are that deep undercurrent of stillness. The world is no longer problematic. That moment you know yourself to be that, whatever content there is in your life, including the story in your head of me, is no longer problematic. It's simply the story of me. But you don't get your identity from it anymore. What's left are simply your photo albums, either physical photo albums or the photo albums in the head. Those things that happened to me, okay. Or video thing, these days people record things on video film. So you may have a collection there of 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. That was me with my first wife, that's me with my second wife. And there's the third wife. You're not saying, no, that is all illusion. Of course there's your first, second and third wife or husband. But you're no longer in a reactive relationship to those events that took place in the past and are now remembered now in the field of now. Where else can they be remembered? They're remembered in the field of now. You're no longer in a personalized and reactive relationship. You're not seeking yourself in your reaction to your three ex-wives or ex-husbands. Just one example. So those stories go, then you know what he did to me or she did to me, and I'll never forget what he did and said, and so on. It simply is things that happened in the past.